Today's forecast for the Midwest is a cool one. As you are well aware, I'm sure that the cold air mass moved into the region over the weekend, and it will continue to push southward through the heart of the U.S. corn and soybean production region as we go through the next few days. The temperatures will get quite chilly at night, with lows in the 40s likely from portions of Iowa, northern Illinois, and Michigan northward. We'll likely see 50-degree readings at night in the lower parts of the Midwest. The cooler weather will stop some of the corn development for a little while, or at least slow it down, and degree day accumulations are expected to back off just a bit as well. And because of that, we may see maybe just a little bit of a later maturity date in the autumn, but this is just one incident, and it's only a few days. The concern is that perhaps a little later this summer, we may see some other bouts of cool weather, and we're already behind on our degree day accumulations in portions of the upper Midwest. The lower eastern portions of the Midwest are actually a little bit ahead of the usual amount of degree day accumulations, and hence the more quick crop maturation rates that have been evolving here in recent weeks. The cooler weather will slow that down, but it's not likely to reverse it or cause any kind of serious change in the overall bottom line, which is still very good. Most of the Midwest is expected to see ongoing dry weather this week. There will be some rain in the southernmost parts of the Midwest near the Ohio River, probably the best rainfall there, and there will be some other showers that will scatter around. I don't want to make it sound like it's completely dry, but what precipitation does occur in the northwest and central portions of the Midwest will likely be insignificant relative to evaporation, and net drying conditions will probably take place. The majority of the weather will likely stay favorable as we get into the weekend, early part of next week. The biggest difference that will occur during that period of time will be warming temperatures across the region. There will be a large amount of rainfall occurring across the southern states, and I think eventually some of that will work its way across some of the lowermost parts of the Midwest. Most of that precipitation is not likely to be real dramatically great, but portions of the lower Mississippi River Basin and the southeastern states, as well as a portion of the west central and interior southern U.S. plains, will likely get a fair amount of rainfall that will likely stall field work and saturate the soil in some cases. The precipitation will be most significant near and south of the Ohio River, and focused primarily on the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin, as well as parts of the southeastern states, and then from portions of north central Texas and Oklahoma back to eastern Colorado. Some of the winter wheat production areas in the central plains will once again be hit by some significant rainfall, but the majority of that crop has been harvested, and what's left out there is going to be somewhat vulnerable to a bit of a decline in crop quality and conditions. And we'll probably see this most significant in Colorado and western Kansas, where the most crop is still left to be harvested. The forecast temperatures for the afternoons are going to be mostly in the 60s and 70s across the heart of the Midwest here for the first couple of days this week. We'll start seeing some moderation in the cool air mass after that. 70s will be common during the balance of the work week, and we'll look for some 80-degree temperatures returning as we move toward the weekend and into the first part of next week. There will also be a few lower 80s today in the lower parts of the Midwest, where the cool air has not fully settled in yet. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.